Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Call into us today for your flu and COVID vaccines at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
In April of 2021, Jennifer Poole was stabbed to death in her own home by her ex-partner. She was 24 years old. And since Jennifer's death, her brother Jason has campaigned tirelessly for government to introduce Jennifer's Law, a domestic violence register similar to one in place in the UK. Now, Jennifer was unaware that her ex-partner Gavin Murphy was a domestic abuser and had a conviction for assaulting a former partner. Her brother believes if she had known her killer's history, she would have ended the relationship and could be alive today. Well, this new bill is supported by the government but has not yet been introduced. It would require convicted domestic abusers to inform Gardaí if and when they started a new relationship. But there are concerns that data protection issues might not allow people to know of a partner's violent past or inclusion on the proposed domestic violence register. To tease this out, I'm joined now by Nolene Blackwell, who's CEO of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. Good morning, Nolene, and thank you for joining us on this one.
Good morning, Claire. The Fianna Fáil
Senator Fiona O'Loughlin is introducing a bill this morning to establish a domestic violence register. Now, presumably, this will be similar to the existing sex offenders register. What's your experience of that, Nolene? Like, does it work?
Yeah, so the sex offenders register works in a way, but it doesn't work in the way that I think most of us think about a register, thinking about a national register. It's not actually a national register at all, Claire. What it means is that people who have a sex offence conviction and the judge says they are to go on to, they are to notify the Gardaí, what they do is they are obliged to notify the Gardaí of their whereabouts within a limited period of time of leaving jail, and if they change residence, they're obliged to tell the Gardaí they're moving, and they have to register at the new Garda district they're in if it's a different Garda district. The trouble with our sex offenders register, as it stands, is that it is based and housed in several Garda stations around the country, and because the guards have still a big piece of work to do to upgrade their technology, there is no central register there. So it works when people comply with it, Claire, but it is really hard for the guards to be able to share information sometimes as people move around the country. And that's one of its problems. Now, the guards take it very seriously and they do pass on information where they can about people changing residence, but it is kind of, it's merely a compliance piece that sex offenders who comply with it will be monitored, but if somebody is determined not to be monitored, the register is not as good as it needs to be. It is not a national system whereby you can see where people are actually moving about.
Okay, and this proposed domestic violence register, it seems that there are data protection concerns around this that could put the right to know element of that register in doubt. So the Gardaí mightn't be permitted to tell a new partner about someone's history.
Yeah, so, I mean, you start with the basic rule of our law that says a person's convictions are private and that when a person has served their sentence, they are finished with it, which is why the sex offenders register itself is an anomaly, because it keeps reminding people of their conviction. But telling someone else outside of the Gardaí about the conviction is bound to bring up issues of data protection and also of a person's human rights to have to serve their sentence and only to have the police know about that into the future. So the thing about this law as it comes up is, and Jason Poole has done the most magnificent advocacy work in order to introduce this, is that it may very well be one useful stepping stone on a way to better protection of victims, but it isn't going to be the full story, because even where this operates, say in the UK, you have a similar thing called after another victim, it's called Clare's Law, and a person has to apply to a Garda station to know has their new partner, for instance, got any, you know, the guards don't go around telling people, or the police in the UK don't go around telling people that their partner has previous convictions. Someone has to apply. The guards, the police then have to understand whether or not the convictions are relevant to the person who made the inquiry in the first place, and they may or may not tell them in the end.
That's a bizarre
setup. And they have
setup.
A time limit of over a month to do that. And during that time, it just strikes me, anyone who goes to a Garda station and says, I wonder, has my partner got a history of violence, needs a more immediate response than that.
Yeah, and it's a very strange situation where you have to put the onus on the new partner to find that information out. And it's highly unlikely, unless they had been given some, say, soft information telling them that this person had a history. It's otherwise very unlikely that they would do that.
That's right. So it's only a part of policing. I do see value in a register. I do totally understand where if we had a national system, that if the guards could see that somebody who was a known abuser, known domestic violence abuser with convictions against them in another place, that it would be useful for them to be able to look that up on a national register and see that that was the case. If they got a complaint, you would be able to see that a person had a history of it. But taking it beyond giving that information to the Gardaí is definitely going to be a slow process while you work out what is needed by the victim in order to prevent crime, which the police are allowed already to give information like that, and under the Sex Offenders Act, in fact, that has been slightly extended. Mm-hmm. So the guards already have powers to give information to somebody in order to prevent criminal activity. They are not allowed to give details of previous convictions because that's private information and should remain private unless it is helpful to the victims. So that is going to be quite the balancing act to put in place a system which would be great, where guards all around the country had the same information and the same way of understanding when they needed to release that. All of that would be very useful for victims, but it is going to be a case where it is going to have to be associated with what I call smart policing, intelligent policing as well, so that if somebody asks for that information, a red flag should be raised in the Garda station. That means this isn't just a request for information to be given, maybe in a month if they can get it.
It's an indicator of something else going on. Nolene, I have to leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us. And we do understand what you're saying, that you're supportive of this, but it should be part of a much bigger strategy. The Minister for Justice has given us a statement on this morning. Minister McEntee favours the establishment of a domestic violence register, and officials in the Department of Justice are currently examining that register in order to prepare policy proposals for consideration by Minister McEntee by the end of the year.